scores from the Bell Telephone Hour.
Good evening. I'm Donald Voorhees, and I'm delighted that our guest at the keyboard tonight will also be my guest in person. Here is the brilliant and world-renowned pianist and conductor, José Iturbe, playing Falla's Ritual Fire Dance. Now, I'm most pleased to welcome the great artist you just heard, a longtime friend, José Iturbe. José, you've played for us many, many times on the Bell Telephone Hour.
Oh, yes, Don. It must have been at least, I would say, 20 times or so.
22, to be exact. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you didn't stick to Spanish music.
Oh, no. I never wanted to be the type of so-called specialist. You know, I love Every kind of music. I've been asked many times, which is your favorite composer? I always said, music.
Jose, you played a delightful little dance of your own on several of our shows. How did you come to write it?
That was Pequeña.
That's right.
You know, Don, I was playing a concert in Paris, and I was introducing four sketches by Manuel Infante, the composer. Huh. Well, Infante only gave me three of them, so I simply improvised an extra one. Later, I wrote it out, and there was my piece, The Pequeña Dancer.
That's a delightful piece of yours, Jose. But you wrote many other things.
Oh, yes, I wrote a cradle song. I wrote for my sister, by the way, Fantasia, that we play with you, right, the telephone hour a couple of times. Right. Then a symphonic poem. And Seguiri, that you conducted also a couple of times, I believe.
Yes, and a wonderful piece, too.
Thank you.
You know, I've been trying to recall the names of women composers of instrumental music, and I can't seem to get past two French names, Boulanger and Chaminade. Can you add to them, Jose?
Well, of course, Clara Schumann, but her music was so much like her husband's, Robert Schumann. But nevertheless, I enjoy very much Chaminade's music.
Cécile Chaminade composed considerable music in the larger forms, but was best known for her charming salon pieces. Here's one of which I'm quite fond, her Spanish Serenade.
Thank you.
say? I think that one of the most popular of all your recordings was a French number.
Oh, yes, you mean Clair de Lune by Debussy.
Right.
Yes, Don. That even won a gold record, which wasn't easy for a classical piece, as you know.
I should say not. Well, I'd like to play tonight not that million-seller recording, but your beautiful performance of the same piece on the Bell Telephone Hour. Here it is. Debussy's Clair de Lune, played so well by my guest tonight, José Iturbe. I'll be back in a minute with more encores from the Bell Telephone Hour. Before we return to the artistry of José Iturbe, I'd like you to hear another orchestral encore from the Bell Telephone Hour. This is the Flowing Panorama from Tchaikovsky's Sleeping Beauty Ballet. Thank you. From Sleeping Beauty, let's turn to Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto. Well, say, you've done it with just about every important orchestra, both here and in Europe.
Oh, yes, I certainly did. Played it and conducted many, many times. But, you know, Don, it's not something that you get tired of. After all this time, it still never seems to lose its freshness.
Yes, I remember feeling exactly that way when I conducted the finale for you with the Bell Telephone Orchestra. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you.
The last movement of Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1 with Jose Iturbe and the Bell Telephone Orchestra. Jose, it's been wonderful seeing you again. Thanks so much for stopping by.
My dear Don, it was my pleasure. Thanks for asking me.
I'll be back after this word from the telephone company. This is Donald Voorhees again. I hope you enjoyed our visit with Jose Iturbe tonight, and that you'll join me again next week at this same time when performances by another world-renowned artist highlight our encores from the Bell Telephone Hour.
This is the NBC Radio Network.